Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Jenny Cross, who at Mohawk is the person in charge of sustainability. How are you doing this morning, Jenny?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us and talking to our listeners. Actually, I thought it'd be good to get together because I know that you guys this year are kicking off your first annual Mohawk Greenworks Dealer of the Year Award. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what we're trying to do with the Mohawk Greenworks Dealer of the Year Award is really start to educate our retail partners. What we know is that they're confused about green, what it means, and so our focus is more around sustainability and looking at all facets of sustainability, the economic impact, the societal impact, and of course the environmental. So with the Greenworks Dealer of the Year, we're looking for people that are doing good things, not doing perfect things, but doing good things, and the ones that are really starting to impact not only their societies, but the environment, and of course, running a great business.
So, I mean, this thing is open to anybody who's in the flooring retail business is a candidate to be judged against possibly becoming this Dealer of the Year.
Absolutely. We know that when you look at the flooring retail chain, we do some really good things in the carpet industry, in the flooring industry as a whole. I mean, we're looked at from a sustainability standpoint as leaders. Care has been around for a number of years, recycling of carpet, PET bottles, and different things that we've done. So we expect that there's a lot of people out there doing great things, and we just want to know about it. So I expect we'll have thousands of dealers that are actually submitted for Mohawk Greenworks Dealer of the Year.
One thing you said a minute ago that I want to pick up on is that, yeah, you're right, this sustainability thing is much more than just green products.
Remind us of the three elements of sustainability that you'll actually be using to judge these dealers on.
You have the economy, you have the society, and then you have the environment. Everything is interconnected. I mean, your economic footprint rests within your society, and everything that touches the economy has some kind of human hand on it. And then the society itself rests within the environment. We get our natural resources from the environment, all our food, our waters, and different things come into society. So if you look at one instead of all of them, you're really making a mistake because everything is very much interconnected.
Well, I mean, to maintain an operation and be able to grow your employees, you have to be doing well in business. So an element of sustainability is actually growing your business, right?
Really, it really is. Really, you look at it as how do you build a sustainable business? I mean, everybody knows that if you're not making money and you don't have good, solid employees and you don't have great customer service, that you're not going to have a very sustainable business in the long run, particularly in this economy, right? So if you do that and then you make an impact on your society, so you're sitting on boards, you're making sure that your society is, your community is cohesive and doing well and able to be good customers for your business, then you're making an impact there. And then from an environmental standpoint, everybody needs to conserve resources. Everybody needs to look at their energy impact. So again, very much a connected stool, if you will, is the way we look at it.
All right, one of the things that I definitely want to talk to you about, I mean, this is not just Mohawk getting together internally and taking a look at these dealers because it'd be hard to be objective to do that. I mean, you've actually got three judges involved. Tell us a little bit about the whole judging system there.
We do. We looked for three independent, sustainable professionals. And we did find three, fortunately, in the Atlanta area, so that when we do this, we're not flying people around because that's not very sustainable. But we have Karen Raymer, and Karen Raymer is a principal in an outfit in downtown Atlanta called Waldenauer. And it is an eco-friendly retail operation. So they do fabrics and materials and anything for your home furnishing that is eco-friendly. So Karen's a great interior design specialist. She really has that angle on it. So a little bit of a retail focus for her, which was great. And then we have Dr. Sydney Roberts. Sydney works with South Face, which is a LEED accredited organization that helps people go towards LEED. Really is nonprofit, helping on an environmental footprint throughout, whether it's commercial or home or anything that's LEED focused. Fortunately for us, Sydney is focused on homes, so that makes perfect sense. And then we have David Cross, and David is a principal in an outfit called Abio Corporation. Abio is relatively new. It's Latin for change, which I think is very appropriate. But they're an outside consulting firm on sustainability with customers like Samsung and others.
What's the timing on this? When does this thing start? When do you start? You know, when people who are interested in this, tell me how they can get involved and you know, get their name in the hat to be judged.
Well, we started taking nominations on September 15th, and we will take them through October 31st. And then shortly after, they start doing the judging. And we expect to have the Green Dealer of Award announced November 20th, maybe 21st, before the holidays, so everybody can have a good rah-rah. But we do expect everybody to be able to either fill out the form themselves. You can go to mohawktoday.com. You can talk to your territory manager, whether it's hard surface or soft surface, and they've got the form. It's a very easy electronic form that you can send in, or you can fax it in if you'd rather.
Well, let me ask you just a personal question, Jenny, if you don't mind. I mean, I know that for a long time you were focused in yarns with Solutia, and then you were the brand manager for Mohawk Carpet, and now you're the sustainability person. So, I mean, do you like this career change?
You're making me sound really old, Kip. I do. You know, the people that are on the green side of the house, I think, become very passionate about it. And when you look at this industry and what our capability is and what we can do to really impact, I mean, truly impact what's going on in our environment, in our communities, this is a great realm to be in. And fortunately for me, with a company like Mohawk, we are doing great things. I don't have to ask them to do it. They're doing it. So it's really up to me just to kind of get the word out. And, yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot.
Give us a quick update on Greenworks. This is your Calhoun operation. Tell us how that's going on. It's about a year old, isn't it?
The Greenworks Center, the Mohawk Greenworks Center, that's where we do our carpet recycling. It's actually in Eaton, Chatsworth area. We have made great strides, I would tell you, in the last 12 months, and we've found an operation that is creating really, really good material, specifically to go towards automotive parts, injection molding, high temperature plastic type business, and then other pieces of it that are coming back into carpet, be it the calcium carbonates or the polypropylenes. And what's great about the Greenworks Center, it's a component process. We're not looking for one piece of the carpet. We're looking to use every piece of the carpet so that when we bring it in, what we come out with is 85 to 90% of the carpet that went in its component form. And we try to use it as best that we can. The facility right now is fully operational. We have carpet coming in from across the country and looking to grow it as much as we possibly can, probably within the next 12 to 18 months.
All right, Jenny, I appreciate you getting with us and talking to us about both your Greenworks Center in Eaton and this Greenworks Dealer of the Year Award that you're for your first time rolling out this year. And we've been talking to Jenny Cross, who's the Senior Sustainability Manager at Mohawk, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.